Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Well, I was supposed to hit you with a year. Wow, I just stole C-Mac's intro. It's because I'm doing two things at once. Let's try that again. I'm trying to get the YouTube up, trying to put the link out. Yeah, there it is. But I get the YouTube up for myself and C-Mac. Just wrote in there, WFAN overnight. Keith and Chris are live. We're going to talk New York sports. It's a good night. It's a good night to watch the Mets get a big win, watch the Yankees handle business, look at the standings, and feel like, hey, it's still right in front of us. The division for the New York Yankees and the wild card for your New York Mets. 888-808-1019. I know you guys see me in the chat firing away on the phone. We're up and we're running. Let's have a good night. Let's have a good show, man. Thursday going into Friday. Rami just said in my ear that the Thursday night football game is still going. I saw Seattle kick that field goal. I thought it was wraps. It's not over yet. It is 20-20. They just tied it. The Cardinals just tied the game with 28 seconds left in Arizona. So we will unpack the week four stuff as well. Of course, we're going to talk about Jackson Dart and the Giants and Justin Fields and Aaron Glenn and the Jets on Monday Night Football. But tonight, let's start with the Mets. To the victors go the spoils, I always say, right? They both won. Much bigger win for your New York Mets. You can't lose with your best starter on the mound. Right, we keep talking about you're only as good as the next day's starter. Well, you can't lose with Nolan McClain on the mound. And it was funny, earlier today, Laura Albanese put out that if Nolan McClain pitches 7 1/3 innings or more, he loses his rookie year of eligibility for next season. Well, he didn't do that. He didn't do that, but he did enough. A career-high 11 Ks in the game, and the Mets lineup really came alive where they kept adding on where you felt good for most of the night. Hushacha Imanaga, he shot out. And the Cubs making plays, hitting some home runs. I think the Cubs got to be a little worried now. They just dropped back-to-back series to the two teams fighting for the third wild card, right? They're in line to host the Padres as the first wild card. But they are not really playing their best baseball. Their pitching hasn't been great. They are looking at like a team that's going to fade out and potentially be a first-round exit. But anyway, the Mets, with Nolan McClain on the mound tonight, knowing that you needed this win, I was saying it's time to win series. If you want to control your destiny, it can't be losing series down the stretch. You can't lose these two series. Like, if you want to keep it where it is, you got to at least win the series and then hope that whoever you're going against doesn't lose. So, you know, the Reds lose the series. So earlier today, the Reds did get a win, barely 2-1. over the Pirates. And so you're looking at the Cincinnati Reds team, and the Mets would need to beat the Cubs to stay in the NL wildcard spot. Must win game. They go out and they get it done. The Reds will now travel to Milwaukee to face the Brewers. And who knows what the Brewers are going to be brewing up in Wisconsin. Who knows what type of baseball they're going to play, because they're already signed, sealed, delivered. They got the best record in baseball, the number one seed in the National League. I'm sure they're going to try to just get out healthy, but baseball is baseball. I don't know what the Cincinnati Reds have in store. They shouldn't have lost that series to the Pirates, but I think most Mets fans have to feel okay, right? They're, you know, the week started, and right here on this station, the Mets fans are saying, the Mets are dead. It's over. This is the collapse. But it's not a collapse. They are going to collapse. Not even collapse. Like, they're going to faint. That's the word that I thought of today. They're going to faint into the postseason. They're not going to collapse out. They're just going to faint into it. They're just going to fall into it. They're going to sleepwalk and fall back into the third wild card. And then you'll see what happens with this pitching next. We'll talk about it tonight. Who's going to pitch against the Miami Marlins? The Miami Marlins just lost 1-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly. That game was over hours ago, so they got on the plane to head to Florida. And you know that they're lining up Sandy Alcantara for the Mets. You know that they are going to make this their World Series. You know they are looking at this three-game set in their building as an opportunity to knock off the Mets. The last time they came to the Mets building, they won 3 out of 4. I was actually out there for Blippi Day. And, you know, Kodai Senga pitched, and he didn't give him a shot. And now, with this last stretch here, you can't pitch Nolan McLean again, can you? Maybe the kid's like that. Maybe he can go Sunday if you absolutely need him to. But you've got Brandon Sproat going up against the Marlins for his first time. You need him to go deep into the game against Sandy Alcantara, who's one of the better pitchers in the league when he's right. He's not going to give you anything. And Yuri Perez is going for them on Saturday. And then Sunday, I don't believe, and they've got Edward Cabrera on Sunday. I don't believe that the Mets can pitch David Peterson again, but they might just have to. They might just have to have a quick hook on him and go with the arms that they have and hope for the best. But if the lineup performs like the lineup performed tonight, they'll be all right. 888-808-1019. You know, the Mets came out in that first inning and they put two up on him. Lindor works a walk, Pete doubles, and then there was a little trouble in foul territory with Vientos up. They challenge the play, whatever. Mark Vientos pops out. Dansby Swanson is in foul territory. Lindor scores. Pete Alonso to third. Brandon Nimmo following up when the team needs him most. He singles. It's 2-0 Mets. McLean starts with a lead. And then McLean does his thing for a little while, and he doesn't get got until a little bit later on. And you know, the thing about Nolan McLean, he's got so much stuff. He's got so much confidence. This kid is going to compete. He looks mature beyond his years. But there was a big part later in this game where I'm like, you know, I felt like Mendy should have got him. So, Seiya Suzuki homers off of Nolan McLean. And it's like, all right, it is what it is. The Mets were already up. The Mets had went up 6-0. And Brett Beatty was balling today. Brett Beatty with the glove making plays. Brett Beatty should be playing third base, not Mark Vientos. Brett Beatty made it 6-0. Oh, Lindor had his 30th homer. Lindor had made it 3-0. But getting to the point in the game where I was like, okay, now I have a little bit of worry here. Nolan McLean had only given up, I think, 2 home runs. I think that might have been his second home run given up in his young career when Seiya Suzuki took him deep in the bottom of the fourth. And in my mind, I'm thinking about that fifth inning for the Mets, just to get us started through that fifth inning. It's like, okay, now you gotta be on high alert, quick hook. You gotta manage this game and not let this vaunted lineup come back. Imanaga did not have it. He was absolutely terrible. And they just left him out there to die. He went 5 2/3, 9 hits, giving up 8 runs, 8 earned, and 2 homers. But Dansby Swanson ends up getting Nolan McLean, hits the ball out. And I'm thinking to myself, I think I tweeted it out. I'm like, yo, if they lose this game, people are going to be calling to fire Carlos Mendoza tonight. The Mets bullpen is not a super pen. But they did what they had to do tonight. Brooks Raley was perfect, and so was Tyler Rogers after Stanek got two outs. And you're able to go to Edwin Diaz on shorter rest than you would like, but he gets the job done. And so these guys are fighting. These guys are doing what they got to do. And Carlos Mendoza did what he got to do. I felt like he left him in. Like, I wouldn't have let him face Suzuki again, because that three-run bomb that Suzuki hits to make it 8-5 kind of got the crowd into it. They said that was the biggest crowd that the Cubs had had in these three games. And it was like, hey, you can't lose this one. You have to take the series. You got to get out with a win. You can't drop down. And ultimately, they put him away. The Mets win the game. And Evan fires up a new Rico Bronya. They're live now on the Rico Bronya. And I get to transition right into the New York Yankees. The Yankees handle business doing what they have to do with Carlos Rodon on the mound. You know, earlier in the day, we found out that Cam Schlittler is going to be slated to start. I think, let me see where my notes are here. Cam Schlittler, the young rookie, will start on Saturday and Luis Gil on Sunday. So that would line Schlittler up to pitch on regular rest in a potential wild card game three. Now, I'll say this before we get into all the calls at 888-808-1019. I see people calling up and call with your thoughts and ideas and feelings. And, you know, it's good that they swept the White Sox. The White Sox had a little fight. The White Sox were intentionally walking Aaron Judge as if this was some type of postseason series. What I'll say is that, like, you know, the Blue Jays winning tonight, I had an eye on that. They woke up. The Blue Jays had a bullpen game tonight after the news came out that Jose Barrios was going on the IL. And after John Schneider talked about wanting his team to just play loose and that they got 90 wins. And if the season ended today, yada, yada, yada. You know, the Blue Jays have a grand slam. George Springer adds on. And they get a pretty good win to not get swept by the Red Sox in their building. So we're still right there, right? Blue Jays win, Yankees win, nothing changes. They still own the tiebreaker. If the season ended today, the tiebreaker gives them the nod. Toronto will host Tampa Bay next. And they're already flipping George M. Steinbrenner Field to pull down every Tampa Bay Ray logo, TB, star, all of that to bring it back to being the Yankees spring training facility. And I saw a picture of the Tampa Bay Rays getting on the plane dressed as Disney princesses. Yeah, they're celebrating Halloween early. Rookie dress up. They're dressed as Disney princesses getting on the plane to go to Toronto. Also, I saw a picture of the Baltimore Orioles dressed as minions celebrating Halloween as well. I don't know. I guess it's rookie hazing. They still do that type of stuff. We see that once in a while with, like, they'll wear some book bags or whatever. But the two eliminated teams from the best division in baseball, before they go into two series that are going to decide the division, they're light and fun and making a joke out of their rookies and dressing up in costumes. And so the Orioles are headed up here. And honestly, you know, the Orioles, they lost, or the Tampa Bay Rays lost to the Orioles today, and they dropped two out of three to them. So we got to just hope that Tampa and Kevin Cash can fight and take one from Toronto, and that the Yankees can sweep the Baltimore Orioles. But here comes the biggest test. You know, tomorrow we're going to face Trevor Rogers again, and if you remember last time, that's the game that we dropped in Camden Yards. He didn't give up anything. So I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I feel like that's a postseason type of game. They're facing good pitching. They, you know, get a redo against this guy. It's Will Warren on the mound. Will Warren, we need your best start of the year. You won't be pitching in October. We need Will Warren to have his best start of the year. But back to the game tonight, you know, the biggest thing for me tonight is, like, okay, they pick Carlos Rodon up. And Carlos Rodon versus his former team, I don't care about how long he went in the game. I understand, you know, there was a spot in the game where he gives up the homer, and we've seen that before from Rodon. He goes six innings, four hits, three runs, one walk, five Ks, gives up the homer, and it's a test for the Yankees. You know, there was a test for the Yankees early in the game, which was a similar test to the night before. Base is loaded. Are you going to leave guys on base? Are you going to waste that opportunity? No, the Yankees were able to drive one in. Ben Rice, who has been great. If you just look at what Ben Rice has done down the stretch, you know, I joked about if we're talking catchers and MVP, I'll take Ben Rice as my catcher over Cal Raleigh. But Ben Rice has been instrumental in this run that the Yankees have been on. Ben Rice coming through there. And, you know, later in the game, we were waiting on Giancarlo Stanton, Big G. He was having some bad at-bats. He was swinging and missing. He was looking like he was just ready for the postseason in a way. It looks like he was saving it for the postseason, but you obviously needed G to come through after he strikes out. And he has, you know, a few strikeouts in his last few at-bats. Stanton comes through with the bases clearing double, and you're able to exhale. Yankees take the lead, and they wouldn't relinquish it. They pick up Rodon, and then the Yankees go to their bullpen. They pick up Rodon, and we're like, okay, now, like, this feels like, you know, a setup that we might see in the postseason. You look at the bullpen budget, how are they going to deploy these guys? Luke Weaver, Devin Williams, David Bednar, good. Now, I know there was a little bit of trouble on the base paths with Devin Williams. I was literally thinking, didn't the White Sox get Devin Williams last time we saw them in Chicago? They did, but the defense is there, saved by the bell. Devin Williams gets out of it with a walk and two Ks. And then David Bednar, that's your closer, man. He's got the mentality. He's got the look. And I hope that mentality stays when we get into October, because we're certainly going to need him. 888-808-1019. The Yankees win. The Mets win. And we're holding right there where we need to be. The Yankees going into this three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles honestly need to sweep. I don't think Tampa... I don't know. I don't know what to expect from Tampa. Maybe Tampa can get a game off of Toronto. Toronto is desperate. They're in their building. And I think that they know what time it is as well. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about what the Mets got to do with the Miami Marlins as well. They've got their pitching lined up, the Marlins. And you know the Marlins are looking to sweep. And they've got some young, scrappy players that are going to take this very seriously. And the Mets got to continue to hit. The lineup's got to keep coming through. From top to bottom to ensure that the Mets get to the postseason and that we have National League and American League series to talk about on The Fan as we get to October. Keith McPherson on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We are streaming on YouTube. I see the chat filling up. Send the link to a friend so you guys can talk in the chat. I will pull some stuff from the chat, shout some people out in the chat. Obviously, you can listen on the Odyssey app and 1019 and 660 AM. I'm on till 2 a.m. Call me up. We will be right back. If the postseason ended today, it would be your New York Yankees hosting the Boston Red Sox in a three-game wild card series in the Bronx, and the New York Mets would go out to L.A. to face the team that knocked them out last year in the DS. Behind the glass, producing. Rami, how you been? I ain't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been a minute, right?
I mean, I know you're always working. I know they got you doing something in here. Just not doing my show.
I was just telling people, I've barely done Yankee games this year because I was doing all the other shifts. But now that all the full-timers are back in their regular spots, now they got me doing the Yankee
stuff. Right. It's funny. I didn't even realize, like, once week one comes and, you know, baseball starts to get down to the wire, like, that's the new year. That's the, like, lock-in time. Everybody's back. No more vacation. Everybody's kind of...
Well, the first week of September, I did digital for the full week. So that first week when everyone's back, I was here every day. But now, yeah, it's kind of that downtime. Although with Yankee playoffs, hopefully Mets playoffs coming up, there should be more stuff to do. Obviously, we'll be hopefully putting out those videos again like we did the John Cam last year. So
yeah.
We'll hopefully be doing the same thing with Dave and obviously with Howie. So,
before you get out of here, I'll ask you a Jets question after the next break. But before we get to the calls, how do you feel about the Yankees? We're taking the division or we're just going to get this wild card?
It obviously depends on Tampa. I think the Yankees need to sweep Baltimore, so we know it's real, like you say all the time.
Yep.
I would say that I think if they win the division, I was talking about this with Emmanuel, you know, we were talking down the line when he was doing the post game, and I said to him, I said, it changes the way you feel about this team going into the postseason. All of a sudden, you feel like not only is the path easier because you have to play less games and all that, and you're at home, and of course, but it changes the way you feel because they had a goal at the end of the season, and they went on a mission, it feels like, the last month, and they locked in, and they take every at-bat seriously, and they're taking it all seriously right now. It kind of changes the way you feel about this team going into October, and it's not only important because it changes the way the fans feel, it'll energize the fans. I felt like a week ago, Yankee fans going to Yankee Stadium for playoff games would have been like, eh, we don't really believe in this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they win the division, there's going to be a belief in that building. And trust me, that's going to translate to the noise and the crowd, the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. I want it to be like that tomorrow with Rodgers on the mound.
100%
I want
be
people
like
to be loud and you know, going pitch, crazy in there, yeah, to make it tougher on him. Yeah. We need that game. And you're 100% correct. It does feel different just... You know, obviously the gauntlet, the final exam, as I called it, they won three out of those four series. They won seven games. And then now handling business against these lesser teams, like it just feels like, I don't know, I feel like they're playing sharper. You know, lineup is what the lineup is. The bullpen is what the bullpen is. We know what we're going to get from our starters. They're hitting. It's not all just the long ball. Like it does feel different. It feels like they've solved some of the issues. Let's get to the phone. Bob is in Keyport leading off tonight. Go for it, Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
How you doing, Keith?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was listening to you 1 week ago today. You said the division is over. Let's look at the wild card. Let's look at number one. How do you feel about that today?
I feel like it's still in play. I'm shocked. I'm surprised. This whole week, I'm like, I did not expect the Toronto Blue Jays to absolutely fold like they did. I didn't expect them to get swept by the Royals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't expect them to have these injuries. You can't predict baseball, but like, I don't want to be right, but there's still a chance that the Yankees drop one game and they sweep. Or if they drop a game, the Yankees drop a game, and we stay where we are, the tiebreaker goes to Toronto. So we can't celebrate the East yet. It's not ours yet. It would have been nice if Toronto lost, and tonight we could have went up for the first time and had first place for the first time since early July, I think July 3rd. But there's still a lot to be seen. I think it's a tougher road for the Yankees with who the Orioles have pitching this weekend than for Tampa going to Toronto. And as desperate as they are, I think it's easier for, you know, in theory, Toronto to come out of that series with two out of three or sweep all three than the Yankees.
You don't think Tampa has more fight in them than the Orioles?
I just don't think they have the pitching. they might have the fight. You know, Kevin Cash might fire them up and have them ready to go. We'll see. I don't know. I just think that the I know it's Rodgers. I think Bradish, Rodgers, Sugano, Bradish. So, you know, their starting pitchers at least are lined up to face the Yankees and try and compete. We can get to all of those guys, but for Tampa, I don't even know. Tampa might be TBD for some of these games. I'll look into it, but I don't know. I think it's a little bit tougher for us to sweep Baltimore based on who their starters are than it is for Toronto to sweep Tampa with who they have going out there.
And one more thing, when Big G struck out swinging twice tonight, did you just know that the next time he was coming up, something big was happening?
I was hoping, because I'm like, I think I tweeted out, I was like, is he on pause until the postseason? Like, is he just gonna like keep going down? Because he had some bad swings, some bad at bats, even the night before. It's like, what's up with G, man? Like, yeah, but it came back to him, right? He had the opportunity to do something big, and he won the game. Yep. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Thanks for the call, Bob. 888-808-1019. Nobody knows anything. And that's what I was saying earlier in the week. I don't care what I told you. I was looking at the math that like Chris Kirschner put out. And I think the math that Chris Kirschner put out, the Yankees would have had to go like 8-1 or undefeated, and the Blue Jays would have had to go like 5-4 or 4-5. And I'm like, that's not about to happen. So yeah, if you talked to me last Wednesday or Thursday and I was like, yo, don't worry about the division, that was basically me kind of just saying, like, it's going to take a lot for the division to happen. Let's just focus on getting the first wild card spot. Well, they did that. That's clinched. They got that. So now, and all of their focus, right, is on, hey, we're not done. If you listen to the post game, Susan in the post game and Boone, they said they brought that up to Boone. Like, hey, do you at least feel good about, like, you'll be hosting the wild card? And they're not even thinking about that. Like, they're thinking about, we play today, we win today, that's it, Mariano Duncan. Say that again, Robbie.
Tampa's probables, is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got, on Friday night, it's Hauser, who's pitched better of late, Boyle on Saturday, and Sunday is Seymour.
It's probably more important for us to know who's pitching for Toronto, with Bassett Bieber down, with Berríos down. Oh, so they lined up Bieber for Friday.
And then that kid who had one good start, one bad start, Yasevich. I don't even know how to pronounce that. And then right now they're TBD for Sunday.
He pitched against Boston.
Yeah, he had a good game his first start out and then was bad his last time out.
And then, yeah, TBD for Sunday, which is crazy, right? They're going to probably do this bullpen game again.
Well, you can't throw Scherzer out there again.
You definitely got to skip Scherzer. He's given up runs in the first inning his last two outings. And if the Yankees handle business, and like this is what I'm hoping for, because I'm going to the game tomorrow. It's the last Friday. I don't know how many times I told you the best vibe is Friday night. Like, I hope the Yankees come out swinging and, you know, get to Rodgers, and we don't have one of those like, oh, we're getting no hit for 4 or 5 innings, and then a stupid error happens or a homer, and it's Will Warren on the mound. Like, that would be such a deflating Friday night game. To be like, well, we drop one, and then we'll be watching out of town scoreboard, and we'll see what happens with Toronto.
The nerves tonight felt like a playoff game because how many runners they left on base over and over again. Stanton gets one big hit. Devin Williams is in a big spot, and you're like sweating that out. So that's what it's going to feel like for the next month. Get used to it.
Yeah, I am. You know, I already feel like we're in it. I already feel like, you know, these games matter. Even if we do come up short, I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm okay with a 3-game wild card set in Yankee Stadium because we've never had it, and I'm confident that they'll beat the Red Sox and that they're gonna win, man. I just think that they've righted the ship. That a lot of things have gone right. Like, look at Volpe, man. You know, like, some of the pain points that you had, I think Volpe was a big one. Volpe looks a lot better. You got to give him credit. His defense is there. The heads up play that he made when the guy almost hit the homer and doubled, and he caught him on the base pass throwing the third. Like, little things like that, they're fixed.
Yeah, that's a bad base running mistake, but it's also a good heads-up play by Volpe.
Yeah, get that runner off the, like I said, what a swing. Like, that almost was a home run to tie it. Instead, it turns into a double, and you get that guy off the base pass. Like,
he had the exact same play in the World Series in the fifth inning, and we know how it went.
Yeah, Let's get back to the phone with Phil in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan.
Hey, excuse me. How are you today?
Good.
I watched him that game. No fabulous four, but these two gentlemen, Beatty and Taylor, between them, five RBIs, four hits. They were responsible for the win this evening.
Yeah, Tyrone Taylor Lindor, being back is huge because you don't have to see Cedric Mullins or Jose Siri.
Oh, yeah, DFA Siri, thank God.
He looks fresh. He looks ready to play, running hard, making plays, and contributing lower in the lineup. Yep, good.
Yeah, plus he gets caught hits. People didn't realize before he hurt his ankle. Mm-hmm. He was sitting like about 300 for a couple of weeks. He came up clutch in a lot of times at bat.
Yeah, I think he's a sneaky bat. I think we don't think of him as much of a hitter, but he can hit sometimes.
Yeah, so that's good. And let them ship Mullins back to the American League. Let them get a pitcher or something. Have a good evening. Stay well. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah, I mean, this Mets lineup tonight, like when they go out there and they have double-digit hits, they're going to win. When they go out there and they attack these pitchers, they're going to win. And you know what? Juan Soto goes 0-for-5 with two strikeouts. Didn't need him. Didn't need him. Like I said, Lindor, 30-for-30 season, 30 stolen bases, 30 strikeouts, or 30 homers. And, you know, everybody else gets involved. And it's like some of these unlikely suspects, like Brett Beatty. Shout out to Brett Beatty. I think they flashed a stat about, like, since August, Brett Beatty's hitting 300. It's clear that he wants to play. He had a great play. And then after that great play, he followed it up with a 3-run bomb. Like, that's clutch. That's huge. You know, we were wondering about whether Brett Beatty was supposed to be at this level or not. And he comes through. You know, it's such a long season, even with Tyrone Taylor not being available. Well, he's available now, and he's making an impact. And with the Mets bullpen, it worked tonight. They put up zeros. They put up zeros. And Nolan McClain, even though he gave up 5 runs, like, he's your best starter. He went 5 1/3. You know, it's not like he's getting out of there in the first inning, second inning. And that's what I was saying before. You got to win those games with your best starter on the mound. You wish he would be able to go again the way it lined up. This is probably his last start. Unless there's some type of an emergency situation, you need him on Sunday. If they go, I don't know, David Peterson, and he gets rocked, and you got to, you know, piece it together to win a game to stay alive. 888-808-1019, Hector in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? I have a major bone to pick with the MLB Network. But before I get to that real quick, I just want to say, I hate when people say that early games in April and May don't count. They do count, as you can see right now.
Yep, same math to me.
Every game counts.
Yeah, I went on that rant already about the Yankees having to cram here. I'm like, if you weren't so cavalier with playing Jazz at third base and DJ at second base and blowing 9 games with Devin Williams and, you know, playing Pablo Reyes and Peraza. And, you know, there's a lot of little things that through the course of the season, it's like, man, those games are games that we needed.
Yeah, exactly. And my point of pick with MLB Network is the campaign they're doing for Kyle Riley is stupid, ridiculous. Like, dude, like what they're doing, like, they're showing graphs, they're altering them. Like, the OPS for Aaron Judge is higher for the season, but they don't show that. They show the OPS only for, with two men on base. Like, look, he's higher. Like, but why aren't they playing the middle and saying, these are his accolades, you guys make a choice. But they're saying that this guy should be the MVP, this is why, and, like, they're campaigning hard, like they're getting paid for him or something like that. And that's what's killing me. I just couldn't watch him. I had to turn the channel.
Because they have Judge fatigue. They've been talking about Judge every week since 2017. Thanks for the call, Hector. I wanted to kind of lean in on this. From my experience working at MLB Network, which is in Secaucus, New Jersey, everybody's a Yankee fan or a Met fan, really more Met fans over there. You know, we read the comments and we hear, oh, East Coast bias. Oh, they're always talking about the Yankees. East Coast bias. Why don't they? So, you know, all the way out in Seattle to show them some love, got to pump up the big dumper. But, you know, a guy like Harold Reynolds is a former Seattle Mariner. What do you expect him to do, right? I was out there at the All-Star game. He's a king out there. Like, what do you expect him to get on the network and say? Oh, it's Judge? No, he's going to fight for the Seattle Mariner. Even a guy like D-Row, like, is doing all these breakdowns and stuff, and it's just like, I don't know, make it make sense. It's just like the goalpost has been moved from Ohtani last year winning as a DH and not playing any defense to now, oh, big dumper. He's a catcher. That's something that we got to hold higher than Aaron Judge playing right field. And then even, you know, I talked about Lindor. I'm like, then, you know, Lindor should have won over Ohtani then. If we're talking about a team, right? We're talking because, oh, well, look at the Mariners. They haven't been to the postseason since this time. They haven't won the division since 2001. And it's all because of him. And it's like, well, yo, didn't Lindor put that team on his back last year?
Well, I'm glad you baited me into betting Cal Raleigh to win.
I know that bet is shining right now.
It's looking good.
Yeah, but I don't think, see, and that's what I was going to come around to. 888-808-1019. I think they're doing all this campaigning because they know ultimately he's not going to win.
So you think I should cash out tonight?
What's the number at now for you?
So right now, I would make 16 times my money that I put in.
You put in at least 100, right?
No. I put in like 20 bucks on it.
I remember it was like, wasn't it like
plus
15?
It was plus 2,300.
Okay. I was like plus 1,500, plus 2,300.
So I could get back a couple hundred bucks.
So here's what
right
I think.
Now.
They had a graphic out there, and I think they were like, I think the voting wise, it was like Judge 21 votes and Cal Raleigh 19. Then we had last night where Cal Raleigh hit 60, and, you know, Judge hit two homers, but it got washed by him. Jeff Passan said something today about how players around the league all say it's Judge. If your peers are all like, bro, it's Judge. Even the fact that Judge is still getting intentionally walked. The White Sox have nothing to play for. They're not challenging him. The Rockies, they're serving up meatballs for Cal Raleigh, and they're clapping for him as he goes around the bases.
Now they intentionally walked him tonight.
Oh, tonight they did? Good. They learned after he hit two last night. So I just feel like there's obviously always an agenda. We know that there are, you know, there's voter fatigue, and then there are Yankee haters. And the combination of voter fatigue and Yankee haters, and I'm glad I'm starting to see a lot of people say it, because for weeks I've been saying, this is Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. This is Nikola Jokic and Embiid happening in Major League Baseball, but it shouldn't happen, because at the end of the day in Major League Baseball, there are so many metrics and stats that we judge players off of. And if we are looking for the most valuable player, you stack that player against the rest of the players. And Judge is above and beyond all the players. I know he's normalized it. I know his greatness is just so regular to us. But when you look at how far ahead he is, like the latest one for me is like, bro, this guy's going to have 51, maybe 52 or 53 bombs and win the batting title? What?
What's the list? Mickey Mantle and like a couple others who have hit 50 plus home runs?
No one in modern day baseball. Like it's ridiculous. And then like, I will say this. And I don't care if it doesn't hold weight to people nationally. I know it holds weight to people listening in New York. It's harder to do it here. It's harder to do it as the captain of New York. It's harder to do it for the New York Yankees, being the face of baseball. It's harder to do it. And you know what? My boy Zeke hit me today. Shout out to my boy Zeke. We grew up together. He pitched at West Virginia, diehard Yankee fan, played baseball. He's like, I hope Judge doesn't win it. He'll be more motivated in the postseason. And I'm like, well, we won't know who wins it until after the postseason. And Judge doesn't need any more motivation. Losing the World Series is his motivation. Everybody posting that gif of him dropping that pop-up is his motivation. Him wanting to just be great is his motivation. Like, he doesn't need, he's not competing against Cal Raleigh. And that's the thing as well. It's not, like, it's the most valuable player in the league. It's not a story versus a story. Well, Cal Raleigh's story is so incredible this year compared to Judge. Judge's story is incredible, too. He was batting 400 in the beginning of the year. We were like, how long is this guy going to bat over 400?
The stat is that it's Jimmy Fox in 1938 and Mickey Mantle in 1956. The only two others to have 50-plus home runs while leading Major League Baseball.
Nobody, like, there's a small percentage of human beings that were alive to see that. Judge is consistently breaking baseball, and they're just tired of it. And I'm tired of it because I'm like, yo, they already took an MVP from the dude. They're about to do it again. But this is where I come to as well. Judge for World Series MVP. Go get the World Series and the World Series MVP. If they want to give it to Cal Raleigh, you'll have the last laugh. Cal Raleigh is out there saying, well, might as well go win the whole effing thing. Have you caught that?
I did see
he's
that.
Like cursing on Root Sports or whatever channel they host the Mariners games out there that nobody watches. He's dropping F-bombs back-to-back nights. Might as well go win the whole effing thing. You're not winning the whole thing, buddy. You got sweat when you came here. You got sweat when you came here. They're not coming here and beating us. They're not coming here and beating us. I would love to see it.
I hope you're right, but
they're not coming here and beating us. I've been out there to T-Mobile. It's a nice little cute ballpark. It does not get like it gets out here. The pressure is different here, and that's why I also give the nod to Aaron Judge. We got a break. 888-808-1019. We're already about to be on the other side, 12 o'clock. I'll do the big shot. We'll get that out of the way. Big shot of the night coming up next. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.